Blog Talk Radio.
Big 12 Nation, what's going on? Let's talk basketball roundup and baseball. Top 25 teams in baseball we got left. So let's make sure that they are. Hold on, let me get my data together. Big 12 Nation. So in college baseball, we got Texas Tech, TCU, and I believe Oklahoma still in the top 25. In college basketball, I hate this because y'all know I can't stand the SEC. That's why I like Big 12 Nation. That's why I started Big 12 Nation, because I got tired of that SEC, and this conference is a bias. Now we're going to have to sit around and hear these SEC fans talking to them. Well, not only are we a great football conference, but we're a great basketball conference, too. We have two of the Final Four teams. And I want a cousin to just tell them to shut the you-know-what up, because I don't want to hear that crap. Because usually the Big 12 is always stronger in basketball with Iowa State, Kansas. Even Kansas State was solid when Huggins was there, and a couple of years after that with Frank Martin, who actually is now, ironically, the coach of South Carolina. So that's a former Big 12 coach. Obviously, Roy Williams from North Carolina, that's another former Big 12 coach. Former, you know, nobody wants to hear that crap. But let's just go over what we had in the tournament. Obviously, we had Baylor get to the Sweet 16. And then they got thumped by South Carolina. So we had them. We obviously had Kansas get upset. Kansas did roast Purdue, and I thought there was no way Kansas would lose to Oregon. So shout out to the Pac-12 for finding a way to get that done. So what else do we have in the tournament? West Virginia. I really thought West Virginia would beat Gonzaga. I could not believe Gonzaga beat West Virginia. I was definitely shocked on that note. That totally caught me off guard. I thought that West Virginia would have it. Their defense, Coach Huggins, is usually too tough. Gonzaga won, though, so, I mean, you can't cry over spilled milk, but, you know, and then obviously Kansas State, they got, you know, whooped by University of Cincinnati in the first round, the second round game, which frustrates me because we just had that vote about who should join the Big 12, who shouldn't, and Cincinnati was one of those teams, was Houston, that would help us get a 12 team and a member team, and then we just saw what Cincinnati basketball team did to a Kansas State team. So we already knew they were good at basketball, but they have a solid football program going on right now. But whatever, this is the decisions that we make, worrying about ESPN and Fox Sports 1's opinion rather than what's best for the conferences. They got to stop trying to throw all these politics into sports, man. It's getting old. It's too many people that want too much control over stuff that there's no need for control. It's called competition. Play, have fun, enjoy it. Don't try and make it into a social justice atmosphere or without it even a social justice atmosphere. That's just politics and BS right there. Them, blackballing. We know Houston's good enough. We know Cincinnati's good enough. Cincinnati's not far. Cincinnati's actually closer to the rest of the Big 12 Nation than West Virginia is, but I don't know what that hateful move was about, but it was pretty dumb, and I really wish that we would have got those two teams in the conference. But whatever. We'll see what happens from here. Now, what's next, guys, is obviously baseball. And we got some guys that have fell out, but TCU is still up there and Texas Tech is still up there. I'm really hoping one, if not two of them, I'm really hoping one of these teams can find a way to get to the College World Series. That would be big, especially last year, the big year the Big 12 had in baseball by getting teams to the College World Series. So I really hope they can pull this off, man. I mean, I really hope so. I catch those games. I caught a couple of those games in Houston When TCU whooped LSU, everybody always has LSU as a great, great baseball team. And TCU handled them in the Houston Astros Stadium. I was really, really, really proud of TCU for playing that way. Really, really positive game. They did what they had to do, and I'm proud of them. Looks like today they're going to play UTRGV. I guess it's University of Texas Grand Valley or something. I don't know. It's too much incorporated in that name for me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. But they are going to have a two-game series with them. They'll play them tonight and tomorrow night. But then this weekend they go up to Manhattan to play Kansas State, which they should win that series. And I hope they win that series. And they're sitting at 17-5 overall. If they can finish like, what do they play, 50 games? If they can finish like 39-11 or 41-10 or something like that before the Super Regionals, that'd be pretty good. Get them, you know, a good 35, somewhere between 35 and 40 wins will solidify TCU's legacy this year. Now, let's check out what Texas Tech is doing this week. I'm not sure what they played. I know they played Texas State a couple weeks ago. Been running doing this March Madness mess. And I'm going to try and, a new thing, guys. I'm going to try, if I go to any spring games this year, I'm going to try and get y'all Facebook Live with every spring game I go to. I really love the fact that we're doing this. And this Facebook Live is really going to help. So a lot of times stuff is difficult with YouTube and all of those stuff, but that way I can, you know, just bring you guys to the, you're obviously going to see it on your TV, whatever local market you're in, but it's beautiful to just bring the atmosphere alive and have us an online discussion forum for Big 12. You know, they, like I said before, they got Paul Feinbaum. He's always talking trash, you know, disrespecting everybody's conference. I just felt like it's time for somebody to talk about the Big 12 because people act like we don't have one hell of a conference over here, and it's a great conference. Now, looks like today and tomorrow, Texas Tech will play Texas Southern, which should be two easy wins. However, me being the airhead that I am, I didn't realize this, but they play Oklahoma this week. So this is a matchup of two top 25 Big 12 teams, two teams that can get to the College World Series, two teams that can host the Super Regional, teams that can make history for our conference. I'm a little upset that we didn't do what we were supposed to do in basketball, but, hey, we got a chance in baseball now to go make some noise. So, man, I wish I knew somebody up there to send us picks or something, but this is pretty cool. This should be on TV like the games were a couple weeks ago at the Astro Stadium. I would love to see this game on TV. Wow. This is going to be a good one. Friday at 6:30. Saturday they got one at 2, and then Sunday at 1 at 1 p.m. Okay. Wow. And then next weekend, Tech will host Baylor. And after that, they'll go to Manhattan to play K-State. Oklahoma State, that'll be a good one. TCU, that one's in Lubbock. Wow. Can't wait to see that. And then this game series that they play, or this two-game series they play against Ohio State, that'll be a big deal. So, yeah, man, this is this going to heat up. This is going to be a fun blast for this baseball season. And then when summertime comes, y'all know it's time to talk football, previews, records. It's right around the corner, y'all. I can't believe it. I smell it. But, you know, it's still March. It's technically still March. It ain't April yet. After the Final Four, we'll do baseball, College World Series, and then once that's over, everybody will be urging for football to come back on. So this is Big 12 Nation. I just wanted to go over that real quick, a quick show. I don't want to do anything. It's nothing for me to complain about in the media right now. Of course, they said something about Kansas's players doing this and doing that, but as I always say, they'll always talk about what these players do, but they won't talk about what these reporters and some of these other people who make mistakes behind the scenes do. And they never apologize for their crappy reporting. And that's another reason
why obviously we started this channel. And I want everybody to know this. Baylor fans, keep your head up. And the next time somebody asks you a dumb question about any scandal, just make sure you tell them that your current head coach had to deal with a situation where a young athlete or a young man was lied on, and he lost a scholarship. And then when he found out it was a lie, ESPN and nobody apologized for it at all. He just had to get over it. Nobody at Temple got fired. There was no outrage from ESPN or nothing. So, as I say, in every podcast and every single, you know, thing I do with Big 12 Nation is three things with every situation. There's one person's side, the other person's side, and somewhere in the middle is the truth. And that's what we're trying to bring you at Big 12 Nation, the truth, and taking pride in your school, whether it's K-State, Kansas, Texas, Texas Tech, TCU, Baylor, West Virginia, Iowa State, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. We're trying to take pride in this beautiful conference. One of the best fan bases, I think, in the country, and they don't get enough respect. And if, you know, the national media don't want to give us no respect, we'll build up our own respect. And I can't wait to see what happens with the college baseball, and I also can't wait to see what happens with college football coming this season. This has been just a quick wrap-up, guys, of Big 12 Nation. Thank you for all the likes on Facebook. Thank you for the support. This season I will definitely try and start doing Facebook Live shows, and we'll have phone numbers so people can call in and voice their opinion, because I think the Big 12 fan base needs that outlet. All right, everybody, enjoy your spring. It's raining where I'm at, but if it's sunny where you're at, enjoy the day. Take care, everybody. God bless. 12 Nations.